Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Rent.
Rent. Rent. Hiya, Hans. Here we are back again now with a few more problems for peoples. Hopefully, you can solve them again because I'm quite good at that. First one is, dear Ella Murray, I've been claiming disability allowance for the last 3 years and it's been great. I claimed that I put my back out while doing Rock the Boat at my mother's 60th birthday party. My back is actually fine. The people in the social welfare think I'm in a wheelchair and can't walk. The thing is, I recently started seeing a girl and I really like her, but her father works in the social welfare office here and deals with my case. I'm meant to be going to a family get-together with my girlfriend this weekend, meeting the parents and all that. I don't want to let her down. Should I just come clean about the whole thing or what should I do? Hiya, hon. Ah, stop, would you? You're a mad joke, so you are. You're dead right, sure. I was getting the disability allowance there myself for a couple of years. I let on, I couldn't see properly, causing me cow's lick. I do have a terrible bad cow's lick, though, especially in the summer, you know. Are you getting the full amount now, hon? How much is it these days? I wouldn't mind getting back on it myself now for a while, the extra few pound. Sure, it's hard work rare in a teenager, like, you know, fags and drink are expensive. And she says, my young one, Beyonce, has gone mad altogether on the rollies. Smokes about 40 a day, so she does, and she's only 14. I think she'll break up with the girlfriend, tell you the truth. Sounds like a bit of an idiot. Sure, if the father's working for the Dole crowd, I'd say she's a bit dodgy. Well, lads, I wouldn't trust her as far as I'd throw her, to be honest. Come here, what kind of girl would you be into, hon? And are you OA5? Because I have the free text OA5s if you wanted to start texting me or something. Sure, send me a text one the night you're out and you're locked, and we'll meet up for a game of Whose Hand Is That? Glad to be able to help you, hon. Renty. Right, on to the next one now. Dear LMRA, I'm doing my Leaving Cert this year and I don't know if I should go on to college or not. Oh, here we go now. Most of my friends aren't. My parents want me to go, but I'll feel like the odd one out if I do go. My friends make fun of me because I do well in school. All my teachers say I have great potential and that I can go far in life. I've always wanted to be a teacher or even a doctor, but with peer pressure in today's society, I feel like a bit of a gimp. At the moment, I'm getting the highest marks in all my classes, but I don't tell any of my friends because I'm a bit embarrassed. I know they'll only make fun of me. I really want to do good for myself and my family, but I'm caught in a trap. I know you'll probably tell me to stop being silly and go to college and ignore my friends, but I just needed that reassurance. Hiya, hon. Oh, lads, I'm laughing away to myself here. College, are you gone mad altogether? Are you off your rockers or what, you little nerd yet? Ah, no, this can't be a real question. Is this hidden camera show or something, lads? Hon, think about it. What good ever comes out of someone going to college? I know one before that went to college, lads, and I tell you something, she hasn't been the better of it since. No friends or nothing. She went off the rails altogether, wouldn't even take pull of a fag. Imagine you went to college and got a job or something mad like that. You'd be the talk of the town, so you would. Made a holy show of. You should listen to your friends more often and not them teachers. They're only leading you up the garden path. I'm in a ball laughing here, drinking a can and thinking about someone going on to college. I was a great one in school. They had to keep me back a few years and all is that brainy. I swear to God, hon, I was the only one in my class older than the teacher. Come here, take my advice now and ditch the education. It's more worth than its hassle. And that's just the way the custard crumbles.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Now, a look at the papers.
Right, hon, so here we are with the news, the local news, the international news, all the news that the people love. And by the way, Rihanna isn't here this week because she's out getting her hip done. Best of luck, Rihanna. First here with the news is now, terrible carry-on, so it was. A 63-year-old and a 71-year-old, a couple got kicked out of their house in Dublin. Terrible, tell you the truth, I got kicked out of a few houses, but I was never that old when I got kicked out of them. Like, imagine, that's disgraceful, so this tears welled up in my nose when I was looking at it on the news. I swear, lads, I nearly start crying, so I did. It was terrible. But anyways, I took them in there last night anyway. I'm going to charge them only 20 or 30 euro rent between the two of them. And should give me half their pension anyway, should be sorted. And here, just hear about that Limerick Garda fine 900 euro for killing two people on the road. Tell you, I killed four people on the road and I never got caught. Imagine if I did. 900 euro, sure, I wouldn't have that amount of money. Unless it was children's allowance or something like that, I might have a bit of it, you know. My favourite story this week, though, is about the Titanic 100-year anniversary. I remember watching that film, and it was brilliant, and I loved the part at the end where your man got out of jail. It was really sad, so it was. That was some car, the Titanic. It was a brilliant car. I have a picture of it up in my room anyway, a lovely red car, the Titanic. And I always say to fellas, do you want to take a picture of me wearing the necklace? Nothing but the necklace. And say no most of the time, but sure, that's because they're queer hawks. But anyway, on the Voice of Ireland, it's an outstanding competition. Like, remember that yoke used to be on your spa? And there's a Carlo man and a Pat Byrne, and apparently now he's good. I haven't got a television at the moment because it got took off me. But apparently he's really good, so I tell everyone now to pick up the microwaves and give him a vote. And cheer about your fella that came back to life. He was dead there for 78 minutes, and it often happened to me after a good old ride, you know. Felt like he was dead. But he's going back to play a bit of football now, fair play to him. I think he could be a bit black as well. Sure, they're all mad anyway. Fair play to him though. And that's the news, the local news and the international news. Thanks.
Little Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. Ellie Moray's thought for the day.
Here's my thought for the day now, Hans. Fuck the Gardaí, cunts.
Check out Little Miss Rent Allowance on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.